This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. At the Rio Olympics last summer, eight women from five countries lined up to run the finals of the 400-meter hurdles.
Can Dalila Mohammed deliver here under the most intense pressure?
Dalila Mohammed from Queens, a product of New York's public school athletic league, was one of the favorites.
Yeah, but David?
Oh, hello. It's WNYC reporter Jim O'Grady.
Hi. Listen, the Olympics is one of the biggest stages in the world, so anything can happen.
All right. So what happened?
This.
Dalila Mohammed is going to produce an absolutely storming finish here. Mohammed wins.
Dalila Mohammed, age 27, a graduate of Benjamin Cardozo High School in Bayside, Queens, won gold. But here's the amazing part. She was one of three women runners from New York to win it all in Rio.
It's quite unusual.
That's Dwayne Burnett, track and field commissioner for the Public School Athletic League. He'd like to name the other two.
Phyllis Francis and Natasha Hastings.
Off they go in the 4x4.
They win the 4x400-meter gold medal.
For the United States, it is Phyllis Francis. And don't forget
Phyllis Francis, age 24, straight out of Catherine Macaulay High School in East Flatbush.
It's Natasha Hastings on second leg.
Natasha Hastings, age 30, who went to A. Philip Randolph Campus High School in Harlem. This afternoon, Hastings and Dalila Mohammed are back in New York to race in the Milrose Games at the Armory on 168th Street. It's the best-known indoor track meet in America, and it's been held in New York City for 110 years. Professional runners will be battling it out in big-time races like the Wanamaker Mile. But hundreds of high school students from around the region will be competing in it, too.
Drop the arms and change the speed.
The Public School Athletic League has 5,275 athletes running track. More than 3,000 of them are girls. Dwayne Burnett gives two reasons for that. One, track is a ready source of college scholarships.
Just last year, we had young ladies going to University of Alabama, University of Kentucky, Florida State.
And two, high school girls in New York City literally follow in the footsteps of their idols, elite runners like Dalila Mohammed and Natasha Hastings. Amber Ayala runs for DeWitt Clinton High School in the Bronx.
I watch Natasha Hastings like all the time. She's like an inspiration to me.
She's out of breath from running sprints down the long hallways of her high school as she gears up for the Milrose Games.
So what do you like about Natasha Hastings so much?
The 400. The way she runs it, the strides, the way she's so calm when she runs. I want to run like that.
She Googles Hastings times and has a poster of her in her bedroom. One of Ayala's toughest competitors is 17-year-old Breanne Sandy from Paul Robeson High School in Crown Heights. Sandy has been offered a track scholarship to Georgetown next year, and she worships Dalila Mohammed.
I love her because, like, she's a 400 hurdler, and that's my absolute favorite event. So seeing her do very well and know that she comes from the same place that I come from now, it motivates me a lot to know that maybe one day I could be just like her.
Sandy was speaking at the Armory right after a race. A few days later, she was at a press conference for the Milrose Games, waiting to meet her idol in person.
My hands are a little sweaty. I'm nervous.
Mohammed finished up with several reporters, and then Sandy stepped up.
I run 400 hurdles, too, but I'm not as fast as you yet. I feel like it's very inspiring, even being next to you. So hopefully I'll be at the Olympics and see you soon again.
Well, thank you.
Mohammed recalled running at the Milrose Games herself in high school and being inspired by another city kid only 4 years older than her, but who was killing it in college on her way to turning pro.
Honestly, at that time, I was looking at Natasha.
Natasha Hastings.
She would come back and talk to me, like, how you're doing. And, yeah, I know the feeling. I've been there.
Sandy had said she wanted to hug Mohammed, but she seemed shy. So,
you want to give her a hug?
Yes, a hug.
And so world-class running present and promising running future embraced in New York. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.